This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
A Chicago bakery had to throw away more than 2,000 croissants, not because of an infestation or disease outbreak, but because of an unusually dry season that has changed the flour the bakery was using. Amy Levitt reported on this incident for Eater Chicago and about how climate change is making its way into bakeries. She joins us now to talk more about this. Amy, welcome.
Thank you.
So this bakery that I mentioned, Aya Pastry, in Chicago's West Town neighborhood, tell us more about what happened to them.
Well, they were making their wholesale order of croissants last summer, and the dough started behaving very strangely. When you make croissants, you have to get the dough to encase a butter block, so it has to be very flexible. But in this case, the dough was cracking, so the butter was leaking out, which kind of fried the pastry, so it was hard instead of flaky and what you want in a croissant.
Connect the dots for us. What did they find was the cause of those changes?
They found out that the flour was unusually dry. Aya Fukai is the owner of Aya Pastry. Aya called up the miller, and he told them that it was the driest flour he'd ever seen.
Amy, you've reported that most of our country's wheat is grown in the Great Plains. And tell us how climate is kind of changing that region, and how is it affecting local crops?
Well, winter and spring is getting wetter and warmer, and the summers are getting hotter and drier, which means that the growing season, it's getting shorter. And then the area where you can grow the wheat, where it's viable, it's being pushed northward. So there is less space to grow the wheat.
And for your story, you actually talked to an expert at Washington State University's Bread Lab. What a wonderful place to work. And they said there's a lot more change actually to come. What did he say?
He said the chaos is here to stay and that bakers have to start paying closer attention to what's going on with their flour. Central Milling, where Aya got her flour, they provide spec sheets. So it describes all the properties of the flour with numbers and hard data and stuff like that.
And tell us a little bit more specifically about the bakers that you talked to. How are they adjusting? How are they dealing with all these fluctuations and this really critical basic element, flour?
It's very hard. Aya said that her entire staff, they just went through the whole process of how they make croissants. They spent a week doing it, like looking at every single little step before they finally pinpointed what was wrong. And they figured out that they had to add more water and that they ended up using a lower gluten flour so it would be easier to work with. Another baker I talked to is Greg Wade of Publican Quality Bread, also in Westtown. And he keeps a spreadsheet of his spec sheets. And he said that the water content in flour has been going down steadily in like the past 7 or 8 years, almost 10%. So that is like a huge deal.
I know that a lot of people were baking their own bread during the pandemic early on. And, you know, home bakers are listening to this going, wait a minute, if I like to bake bread or pastries at home, what am I going to notice changing here? Is there anything we need to worry about if we're baking at home?
Not so much. I mean, except like in the broad sense, yes, climate change is terrible and you're going to have to worry. But when you bake bread at home, you generally add water and flour. You adjust as you go. The problem with making croissants is that it's so precise. You cannot add water afterwards because it'll ruin the dough. But when you're making bread at home, you probably won't notice. You're also making a far smaller quantity than 240 croissants at once.
Writer Amy Levitt reported on climate change and bakeries for Eater Chicago. Amy, thanks for joining us. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to submit a question for us to answer in our weekly climate conversation, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.